hear your input on some of the topics we're going to talk about today. And so let me begin by giving you the phone number. That number is area code 312-751-1979. And we want to hear what you think about the elections and what's going on in your communities. Paul, I guess if you heard the intro, maybe we should stop at the start at the top of the ticket. You know, clearly, this is probably one of the, they say every election is the most important, but, you know, I'm not sure if this one is the most important, but boy, it's sure gaining a lot of publicity and attention. The race for become the next president of the United States of America. It looks like, well, obviously, we read yesterday in the Chicago Tribune that Senator Obama has received the endorsement of the Chicago Tribune. Noteworthy for many reasons, but probably among them the first time that I'm aware of where the Chicago Tribune has endorsed the Democratic nominee for president. Yesterday on Meet the Press, we had Colin Powell coming out in support of Senator Obama. The polls drifting right now, maybe towards Senator Obama's way, but what, 20 days to go? A lot of things can happen. Anything, I mean, Illinois is obviously in the Obama column, but from your viewpoint, how do you see this shaping up? Do you think it will be a horse race to the bitter end? And I think maybe you should talk a little bit maybe about some of the issues that are out there. What do you hear people talking about?
Well, I think this is very much, I have felt for the last 7 months, actually, that this year, because of the growing decline in the economy and the threat of recession and the loss of jobs, et cetera, I have felt this was going to be a meat, what I call a meat and potatoes election.
Yes.
Which means the economic issues are paramount. And frankly, from my perspective, somewhat unfortunately, the social issues, as important as they are to people like us, they don't seem to have as much importance with some voters, because voters are more directly concerned about, are my taxes going up next year? Am I going to be able to keep my job? You know, all of the concerns that normal families have at this time, the issue of, you know, the mortgages, can I pay my mortgage, et cetera, especially in light of what's happened the past month. So I think the economic issues, the tax issues really predominate. I think it's been difficult for Senator McCain, who is the pro-life candidate in this race,
mm-hmm.
And as you know, Senator Obama is not. In fact, Senator Obama could not even bring himself to vote for a ban on partial birth abortion in the state of Illinois. But it's been difficult, I think, for Senator McCain to really make a clear distinction between himself and Senator Obama on the issue of who's going to raise taxes next year, not just on income taxes, but capital gains taxes, who's going to raise taxes on FICA, which greatly affects small businessmen. And I think that as we get closer to Election Day, I think these issues are going to become very paramount for a lot of the undecided voters.
It's clearly a pocketbook-type issue campaign, and I think we really saw that increasing in mid to late September when we had this avalanche of very bad economic news. And it's been interesting to monitor the three debates in that they have been so dominated by the economic agenda, the economic issues and concerns, which are on people's minds. It seems like the terrorist scare, the war in Iraq, has clearly taken a backseat to those issues, as well as, you know, I was reflecting this morning, I was thinking back in 2004, you know, some of those hot button social issues like embryonic stem cell research, the question of marriage, this various states having ballot initiatives on their agendas to define marriage between one man and one woman, talk about the United States Supreme Court and some of the appointments there. Those issues have not been articulated much. I have not seen really much coverage of them at all in the mainstream media, especially in the last couple months.
Well, I think the media would like to push the moral debate, if you will, into the background just as much as possible. There are profound ramifications relative to some of these key moral issues, depending on who is elected president on November 4th. I mean, for example, is there going to continue to be a real emphasis on what I call legitimate faith-based initiatives?
Yep.
Or are the faith-based initiatives going to be done through churches like Jeremiah Wright's church?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the focus will be in helping to subsidize those who promote a black liberation, hate America ideology. I think that's a serious question that voters have to ask themselves. But Bob, I'd like to say something else on a more broader scale for Catholic voters. As I had indicated to you earlier, I had a chance to read at church the excellent position done by the Archdiocese about how a Catholic should approach voting in the coming election. No one was endorsed, but they established some priorities in terms of what's the most important thing and what isn't. And I can't tell you how much I concurred with the statement that was made, because this is what I think people have to remember. The issue of the protection of innocent life is a non-negotiable issue. Whether or not human beings are made in the image and likeness of God, you have to say it's either yes or no. There's no in between.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama says it's beyond his pay grade to attempt to answer that question. But I think for faithful Christians, not only Catholics, but people of faith across the spectrum, who believe very strongly, you know, we're not here as animals floating around just like deer and horses. We have been endowed by our Creator, and we're made in His image and likeness. And Catholic, this is essential part of the Catholic creed. It's said in every Catholic Mass, as you know.
It has.
And so that is really a non-negotiable point. Now, so that's the issue of the protection of life. Now, when we get to the issue of caring for the poor, you know, Bob, you could say, well, I think the state of Illinois needs to be spending more money on some welfare programs. And I could say, Bob, you know, I'm very concerned about how we're taking care of the poor, too. But I think what we should do is increase the tax credits at the federal level. I think we should allow people more of a deduction so that they can give more money to charities, you know, that kind of approach. So it isn't necessarily that people who advocate the government spending more money for the poor are the only people who care about the poor. It becomes an issue of which way do we go about doing it best, knowing about how much corruption there is in almost everything that the government seems to touch.
We're talking with Paul Caprio today of a group called Family Pack. The document Paul is alluding to that was put out by the Catholic Conference in September is called Our Conscience and Our Vote, a message from the Catholic Bishops of Illinois. This is Bob Gilligan. We want to hear from you. Weigh in on our conversation about the upcoming election on November 4th. What are the issues of concern to you? What do you see in your community? When we come back, we'll be talking about these issues not only from the presidential perspective, but also from those that are going on in the local area and the state Senate, and as well as the U.S. Senate race. 312-751-1979 is the phone number. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. We'll be right back after this brief message.
Whether they are young or old, hungry or addicted, homeless or friendless, Catholic Charities walks with its clients, bringing them help and hope. For 90 years, Catholic Charities has empowered families and individuals of all races and religious backgrounds in communities throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. Help Catholic Charities fulfill its mission to serve the poor and underprivileged. If you can help, visit our website at catholiccharities.net or mail a donation to Catholic Charities, 721 North LaSalle Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. Thank you.
This year, Cemetery Sunday and All Souls Day both fall on Sunday, November 2nd. Catholic Cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Chicago invites you to a day of faith, remembrance, and prayer at many of the Chicago area Catholic cemeteries. Here's Cardinal Francis George.
Please join with me and with millions of Catholics across our nation in visiting a Catholic cemetery on All Souls Day this year and in praying for the dead.
Call Catholic Cemeteries at 708-449-6100 or go to www.catholiccemeterieschicago.org for details. That's 708-449-6100 or www.catholiccemeterieschicago.org. Visit a Catholic cemetery on Sunday, November 2nd and observe the Feast of All Souls Day and Cemetery Sunday in a very special way.
Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and the perpetual light shine upon them. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen.
This is Bob Gilligan with the Catholic Conference staff talking with Paul Caprio about some of the issues and some of the candidates who are running for elected office for the election on November 4th of only a couple days away. Paul, before the break, was talking about the document put out by the bishops called Our Conscience and Our Vote. And people can get that document on our website at www.catholicconferenceofillinois.org. And I'd also point people to the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops website for further information about faithful citizenship. And that address, web address is www.usccb.org. Paul, before the break, we're talking about some of the issues on the presidential and issues, national issues. But we have a race here in Illinois. Senator Durbin, Dick Durbin, the incumbent Democrat who is running for re-election, is being opposed by a doctor. It's a doctor, Steve Sauerberg, I believe, a family physician. And I know that that race has not received much attention, unfortunately. It seems like that's been swept under the presidential news. And any insights into how you see that race shaping up?
Well, I think the first thing that Catholic voters should know about Senator Durbin, who was once upon a time a Catholic, is this. Senator Durbin single-handedly in the United States Senate killed a bill which had been passed in the House which would have greatly restricted interstate abortion. Right now, because of the laws that exist in Illinois, we have teenage girls being brought over the state boundary by boyfriends, etc., to have abortions performed that cannot be performed in the state of Missouri, for example, and also this applies to Indiana. This same situation exists in many other states. So there was an attempt made to pass a bill restricting interstate abortion. It was passed overwhelmingly in the House. When it got to the Senate, it was ready for passage in the Senate. Senator Durbin invoked senatorial courtesy to table that bill. That bill, the non-passage of that bill, by the way, President Bush was all set to sign that bill. The lack of passage of that bill will lose thousands of innocent lives. Senator Durbin is directly responsible for that. He cannot point a finger at anyone else. And Senator Durbin will have to live with that morally for the rest of his life. Dr. Sauerberg is obviously in a real uphill fight. He's way outfunded by Durbin. Doesn't have the name recognition that Senator Durbin has, doesn't have the money to put on all these fancy commercials that Durbin is running that I notice. And, you know, we all knew that all along, but Senator Durbin, Dr. Sauerberg has taken some good positions in terms of most pro-life issues and pro-family issues for that matter. He's a family doctor.
Yeah.
So he understands a lot of the family concerns. Our federal PAC, which is called Family PAC Federal, has endorsed Dr. Sauerberg, and from our point of view, we would certainly encourage a vote for Dr. Sauerberg in the election on November 4th.
I think one of the issues in the United States Senate is right now the composition between Democrats and Republicans is 49-49. There's two independents, and you could see a remarkable shift in that number depending on the effect that the presidential election has at the local level. We have a caller on the line that I want to take here briefly. I'll give the number again. It's 312-751-1979, and I believe it's Mary. Mary, do you have a comment or a question?
No, I just wanted to say I believe both candidates for the presidency are decent men and would make do a good job as president. But the reason I am voting for McCain is strictly the pro-life. I know his stance. He can't say much now, but I know his previous work on votes and so forth have been very much pro-life. And I'm glad to hear the discussion about Senator Durbin and Sarba. I was, glad to be informed about that.
Yeah.
So I definitely won't vote for Senator Durbin, although I know he's, in other ways, he's a good man, but I'm strictly pro-life, and that's why I'm giving my vote to McCain.
Mary, just out of curiosity, the document Paul alluded to earlier, Our Conscience and Our Vote, that was put out by the Catholic Conference, have you seen that document, or was it distributed in your parish?
No, okay. I haven't seen it.
Yeah. You can access it. I know different people have access to the Internet, but it can be accessed online, and I'd recommend, if possible, that you take a look at it. And, I think it's well-written, and I think, as Paul said, I think it frames the issue in an appropriate manner for Catholics and how we approach the issue, not from a political standpoint, but from a faith standpoint, which are two entirely different things.
Well, I have to compliment Relevant Radio for getting into subjects like this. I mean, sometimes, we need a little information on how to make a decision, and I think it's good to have a program like Relevant Radio.
Good. Thank you for your comments. And we're trying, and, we recognize we need to get better, but it's nice to hear that we're hopefully on the right track. We're going to take another brief break here. This is Bob Gilligan. We're talking with Paul Caprio from Family Pack. We're talking about the election, what are the issues, who's running. We want to hear from you. If you have questions about who your state rep is, who your state senator is, or if you want to weigh in on the presidential election, please give us a call. The number is 312-751-1979. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Chicago Bears executive Pat McCaskey attended a Catholic elementary school, high school, and university. He's glad he did.
The Bears have always emphasized community work, and I learned how to do that in the Catholic schools.
The Catholic schools of Cook and Lake Counties enjoy extremely high attendance and graduation rates, and they put students on a clear-cut path to college.
My wife and I have been blessed with three sons. We want our sons to continue to attend faith-based schools.
Pat McCaskey is backing a new Catholic schools initiative, Lessons That Last a Lifetime. Call 312-655-8486 for more information. That's 312-655-8486. Support Lessons That Last a Lifetime.
Good character and gospel values are just as important as good grades.
Okay, welcome back to our show. This is Bob Gilligan with Paul Caprio of Family Pack, talking about some of the candidates who are seeking your vote and some of the issues that we're concerned about from the Catholic viewpoint. Paul, before the line, we were talking with Mary, who seems to be well-informed about the Senate race. You know, maybe we can talk a little bit about some of the congressional races, because I know some of them are very contested. We have an issue out in DuPage County with Peter Roskam, who's being challenged by a woman whose last name, I think it's Morgenthaler. Mark Kirk is running against Dan Seals up here. And Debbie Halverson, who's in the state Senate, is being challenged by Mr. Ozinga. How do you see any or all those issues shaping up here?
Are we talking about from an issue standpoint or who with the horse race?
I think the horse race is probably what...
Well, I think that Congressman Kirk on the North Shore is in a very close race with Dan Seals, who he ran against the last time. Both those candidates are pro-choice on some of the family issues, and certainly on issues related to taxes. Congressman Kirk would be preferable to my way of thinking. He has not been good, as I indicate, on some of the pro-life issues. Kirk is down the line on every single issue, pro-choice or pro-abortion, whatever terminology you want to use. But that will be a very close race. Congressman Roskam in the 6th District, I think, is in a pretty strong position as an incumbent. He's been one of the leaders on pro-life, pro-family issues in Congress the past 2 years. I think he's a real up-and-comer, frankly, in the Republican caucus. I don't think he has as strong an opponent on the Democratic side. She is a liberal feminist, but I think he is on his way to re-election in that district, which is a close district. This is Henry Hyde's former congressional district out in DuPage County. In terms of the 11th district, Jerry Weller is retiring. There's a fairly competitive race there between Martin Ozinga, who is pro-life and a strong pro-family advocate, a businessman. Most of you have probably seen his trucks around. He sells a lot of cement around this area. And Deborah Halverson, who has been lockstep. She is pro-choice. She is lockstep. She's a state senator, has been lockstep with both Senate President Emil Jones and also Governor Blagojevich. So that's a contest to keep your eye on. I think that's going to be a pretty close one. Then in the 14th District, Jim Oberweis, who is a pro-life Catholic, is running in what had been Denny Hastert's district against...
Bill Foster.
It's a little early in the morning.
I'm with you.
Bill Foster. Bill Foster is a very strong pro-choice advocate and pretty much of a down-the-line left-wing perspective. And that is also quite a competitive contest out there. That's out in primarily in Kane County, a little bit of DuPage. And then the district goes west and includes some rural counties in the western part of the state.
Paul, if I could interject, I guess we have a number of callers on the line, which isn't surprising. Let's see if we can knock some of these off real fast. Thanks for calling. Is it Sandra?
Yes, it is.
Sandra, welcome to our conversation.
Thank you. I'm thinking about Senator McCain being for stem cell research. And we know that Senator Obama is for partial birth abortion, both of which are terrible, to say the least. So how does the church reconcile that?
Maybe I'll go first, and then,
okay,
Paul, if you want to weigh in.
I'd be glad to.
Yeah, I think that the issue with Senator McCain is he has in the past, he has cast a vote supporting public funding for embryonic stem cell research. As most of our listeners, I hope, know, there's an ethical distinction between embryonic, which involves the destruction of an innocent human life, and adult stem cell research, which is perfectly morally permissible. I think if I had a way, if you will, Senator McCain's record on the life issues, I would say that that is probably a criticism of his issues. Other than that, as far as I know, he's had a very strong pro-life record in terms of supporting protection from the unborn, and has made a commitment that he would appoint strict constructionists to the Supreme Court. On the other hand, I think Senator Obama has had a record in the Illinois State Senate that is not good when it comes to protecting innocent human life, and has even gone so far as not supporting the Infant Born Alive Act, which would have afforded protection to an infant who survives an abortion procedure, a very rare circumstance, but situation, but it does happen. So I think if that helps you, I just offer those comments. Paul, you want to make a comment briefly?
Yeah, first of all, I want to mention to the caller, Senator Obama has endorsed what is called the Freedom of Choice Act. That would be a federal act which would make unconstitutional every restriction on abortion that has been passed in the state. So, for example, we have a Parental Notification Act in Illinois. If the Freedom of Choice Act is passed and then signed by President Obama, that will be knocked off the books as unconstitutional. We will have national abortion on demand, similar to what we had for a period of time after Roe v. Wade in 1973, when, as you may know, in the late 70s, we had 174,000 abortions take place in the state of Illinois, where the number is still tragic, but it's around 45,000 a year. We were up to 174,000. That's where we're going to be in the state of Illinois if this Freedom of Choice Act were passed and signed by President Obama, and he's already said he would sign it. Now, on stem cell, let me say this. I've been disappointed with Senator McCain's vote on stem cell research also. I will say this, however, there is changing technology in this area. Dr. Thompson, who's one of the leaders in this area, has already said he feels this debate is irrelevant because he says he can do the very same thing. There's no need to even do embryonic stem cell because he can do the same thing with skin cells, cells from the nasal passage, etc. Senator McCain has said that he will review his position on this issue and listen to experts like Dr. Thompson. So that gives us a ray of hope, you know, to rehabilitate Senator McCain on that one issue. But as Bob says, on every other pro-life issue I'm aware of, Senator McCain has a consistent pro-life voting record.
Sandra, thanks for your call. We have to take a brief break here. We have a couple callers on the line. I think John is on the line as well as Jessica. If you could please hold, we'll get to your phone calls right after the break. This is Bob Gilligan talking with Paul Caprio of Family Pack. We're talking about the election, some of the issues that are out there. Join our conversation. We do have room on the line after John and Jessica. The number is 312-751-1979. We'll be right back after this message.
The Cemetery Ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
We asked people all over America, what have you done for your marriage today?
Boy, I gave a huge hug this morning, like a really big squeeze that lasted forever. Great kiss. Those things are really important.
She got a really short haircut that she hated, and I wrote her a note and put it up on the mirror saying that she was a cute girl with cute hair.
What have I done for my marriage today?
We've actually organized a date night tonight.
What have I done for my marriage today?
Wow, that is a great question.
I took the baby while she worked.
I got up with the baby while he slept.
Yeah. Today, I sent an email to my husband, and I said, you rock.
Well, I've done today what I usually do, and that is obey.
I listened to my wife when we talked on the telephone today. She really likes it when I listen.
What have you done for your marriage today? Little things can make a big difference. For ideas, go to foryourmarriage.org, a message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our show. This is Bob Gilligan. We're talking this morning with Paul Caprio of Family Pack. It is 9:34 a.m., talking about the election and some of the issues out there from a Catholic perspective, alluding to the bishop's document in Illinois, Our Conscience and Our Vote. The number is 312-751-1979. And let's get right to some of the phone calls, Paul, before we knock down further here on our list in terms of the local races. But we want to take the phone callers if we can. John is on the line. John?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for making it. Welcome to our show.
Yeah, quickly, you are going over a lot of information about candidates, particular issues, positions. This is what should be done in some kind of pamphlet or survey, book, paper form, small newspaper for our Catholic voters, for our Catholic people. This should really be done at the Archdiocese level. I'm very disappointed that a small program like this, I mean small in it, I don't know how many thousands of people it reaches, but, you know, come on, we're talking about millions of people per like the October month in Archdiocese of Chicago. They should be much more disseminated. You really, and the Cardinal and some other people, are really responsible for this. I'm not necessarily criticizing you. What I'm saying is I'm more of commenting on why we're having so much trouble getting clear information about the particular candidates and where they stand. How did you say his name? Paul Caprio. It's great what he's doing. I mean, he's very knowledgeable. It's very important, but it really needs more punch. It needs more widespread coverage. But let me give you an example of how kind of wacky, out of focus this issue is with the life issue. I'm very supportive of the life issue. I support of Christ Pregnancy Center. I donate weekly to my church that goes to all sorts of programs in the parish and all that. But people have to remember, we are, in a sense, single-issue voters because this is all about life. Embryonic stem cell, education for children, either in the secular world, you know, or the Catholic Church. It's about educating children. It's about helping the elderly, the poor, the needy, the ones that don't have enough food for their week, you know, budget.
Yeah.
This is all about life. We should be. October is Respect Life Month. I'm sorry. I'm going to sound critical. I haven't heard a homily yet on life. I've heard all sorts of things about St. Paul's teaching about being peaceful and rejoicing. Those are wonderful. We need to hear that. We're missing the boat. I'm going to make this very quick. We had both a crop walk, which is where we walk for donations for the needy, and a mission. At the same time, we're trying to fundraise for this crisis pregnancy center that needs baby bottle collections, little bottles that you put change in to survive. That's how almost ridiculous it is. I get depressed when I think of all this information about faithful citizenship, conscience. You know, it's so broad and covering. It gets specific in torture.
Yeah.
Torture is an evil. But you know what? The person that you torture can survive. And I'm not saying you wouldn't hurt them. You are. It's wrong.
but a baby is being tortured as you're ripping its pieces out of a mother's womb.
Yeah.
It's just, it's on another scope. We got to be very careful not to bury people in all these other issues that are very important.
Sure.
And they're life issues. This is all about life.
Sure.
But we really need to get unified in this, and I'm wondering if we need to lose this election to somebody that is really wants the choice. We keep on hearing the word choice to destroy, choice to terminate. I don't care what you call it. You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
We need to combat that, and if it takes us, if it takes a loss, maybe that's what we need. Maybe we need to be that small remnant of like Israel again to wake up and say, you know what, this is about life, this is about family, this is about nation. I'm taking enough, too much time up, but I think you got my point.
Yeah, I have your point in spades. I do. I think we always welcome legitimate criticism, and I think you are expressing that well. Personally, I agree with many of the points that you made. From an insider's perspective, what you are advocating for is something that I would hope to be able to do someday. I can just tell you, it's easier said than done, because we do become involved in a broad range of issues, and trying to make it simple for people to understand, as you are saying, is not as easy as you would think it is, given our current composition in respect to the tax laws and some of the constraints that we have on us. Paul, do you want to make a really brief comment on that? Because I know we have another caller waiting.
Yeah, I think there, and by the way, I happen to be director of a foundation, and we put out voter guides. However, let me say this. I think the letter people need to be informed, but people also need to take the time to be informed. And I don't think it's all the... I think informed citizenship means educated citizenship, paying attention to the important moral issues in terms of different candidates. And I will say, as I indicated at the opening of the program, I think the letter which the Archdiocese put out... Now, whether or not this letter was distributed in all churches or not, I don't know. I mean, it was distributed in the church that I attended. In fact, it was stapled to the bulletin so that people could almost not help to read it.
Yeah.
It was not that long a letter. I think it was about a page and a half or 2 pages. I thought it very clearly indicated that the primary issue for a Catholic citizenship is the issue of life itself and the protection of innocent life.
Yeah, and I think it did so in a way that's respectful to the church's teachings, and that's what I think we were trying to do. But I do think John's got a point, and this is a journey, as they say, and hopefully every cycle we get a little better at it. It is 9:41 a.m. We're going to skip the next break so we can get to, I think it's Jessica. Jessica, thanks for holding. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I just had a quick comment, and then I was going to hang up.
You don't have to. Go ahead.
I'm a cradle Catholic, and I'm pro-life, and I believe that we should protect the unborn life. But I have to admit that I was a little worried hearing some of your callers and hearing that they're going to base their votes solely on the issue of pro-life, pro-choice, with the candidate that they're going to choose.
Mm-hmm.
I often think, there are other forms of life that we should also protect as well. Of course, unborn life should be protected always.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also have a war that affects life. We have immigrant populations that their lives are being affected as well, being separated from their families. And elderly and children who are already of age in school, all of these other
sure.
forms of life we
sure.
also have to protect as well. I really haven't been hearing much of that, those issues. And also, I often wonder, we shouldn't just stop at trying to put a government that's going to protect unborn life, but also ask ourselves, why is it happening? Why do we have people choosing to have an abortion? Are there other ways that we can prevent even from them wanting to take that choice? And is having a political system in place that says abortion, you're not allowed to have an abortion. Is that really going to stop people from choosing still to take the road of abortion rather than protect their child?
First of all, thanks for your question, and I think you're bringing up a big issue as well. Jessica, just out of curiosity, have you seen or read the document that Paul and I are alluding to earlier about our conscience and our vote?
No, I haven't. I've heard of it
mentioned
on Relevant Radio before, and I do plan on looking at it.
Yeah, take a look at it, because I think it addresses some of the issues that you're bringing up. I think what it's I'll point to one paragraph in Faithful Citizenship.
You might like to ask your pastor for a copy of it.
That's a great idea, Paul. Yeah. Jessica, I would first of all, I'd take a look at the local document put out by the bishops. And also, if you go to the USCCB website when they have Faithful Citizenship, look at paragraph 28. It talks about the two temptations in public life. Number one, the first temptation is to say that all issues have the same moral weight. They do not. I mean, clearly the life issues are foundational and they have a higher moral weight than the other issues. Secondly, it also says it's a mistake, though, to walk away from all the other issues except for the life issue. So I think as the church, what we're trying to say in so many words is that we have to look at intrinsically evil acts, and that's killing. I mean, killing an innocent person is intrinsically evil, and we can never support that. But the church, through its ministries, through the thousands of years that we've been on this planet, I mean, look at what we've done. We have Catholic hospitals, Catholic charities, agencies, et cetera. So the conference takes positions on a lot of those issues, on the life and dignity of the human person. But we also can't ever support something that's intrinsically evil, which is destruction to especially to the unborn. So I thank you for your question. I hope that helps. And I would just urge you also to look at that issue of conscience formation, and I think you'll come to a just outcome. Paul, you want to make a brief comment before we have another caller we want to take?
Well, I would probably, to a great degree, second what you have just said. But I think, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, it's not that these other issues are not important. We know they're important from the gospel.
Right.
We know they're important from what Jesus Christ has said himself. But we also know that the primary question that has to be answered, that is not a question that can be answered in some nebulous way. It's got a yes or no answer to it. That is whether or not the creation of human life, whether people are created by God in his image and likeness, or whether we're just, we're like kangaroos or cows or something else, another form of animal life floating around on this planet. And in that point, Christian doctrine, Catholic doctrine, and for that matter, Christian doctrine, is very clear on that answer. And that is why we go, Bob, to such tremendous, extreme degrees in our society to protect innocent life at many levels.
I mean,
look what happens.
Right.
You know, when there's a fire in this wonderful country we call America, there's dozens of firemen, and they're risking their life to save one or two people in a burning building.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we go to extraordinary measures because we deeply recognize, in this society at least, unlike some other societies where, as we see in the Middle East, we see parents telling their children, strap a bomb on and go out and kill some people. And some of the kinds of things that exist in other non-Judeo-Christian societies, we put a tremendous importance on the sacredness of human life.
In all
which
stages.
Begins,
right.
Yeah, which begins right at the moment of conception.
Yep, as well as through natural death, and that gets into the assisted suicide, euthanasia question, etc. It is 9:47. We want to try to take another phone call here if we can, and I'm getting the nod of approval that we can. Alexis, I think you're from Arlington Heights. Welcome to our program.
Thank you. I'm calling about the race in the Illinois House, District 53. The incumbent, Cindy Mathias, is pro-choice, and I'm trying to find out what the position is of the other candidates.
Sid Mathias is from the Buffalo Grove area, I believe, correct? He is the incumbent,
yes.
A gentleman we deal with from time to time. You know, Paul, I don't have my cheat sheet in front of me. I'm wondering, I hate to put you on the spot,
both candidates in that race have taken pro-choice positions on issues.
Okay.
Does okay. That,
okay.
Thank you.
Alexis, thanks for your question. We're going to take a quick break here because we put the other one off. Thanks for your phone call, Alexis, and we welcome other phone calls like that. We have another about 12 minutes to go in our program. If you want to join us, please give us a call. The number is 312-751-1979, talking about the election and some of the issues out there that we're going to have to weigh in on. This is Bob Gilligan talking with Paul Caprio. Don't go away. We got a final 12 minutes to go.
Catholic Campaign for Human Development awards financial grants to community groups that fight poverty and support positive change. Here's a few of those groups. The Brighton Park Neighborhood Council.
We strengthen our community through foreclosure counseling, parent patrols, and a youth jobs program.
The Logan Square Neighborhood Association.
We want to repopulate the Lathrop homes to help preserve an affordable, diverse community.
Lake County United.
We are campaigning for a charter high school to serve our far northern suburbs.
The Latino Union of Chicago.
We provide safety equipment and training for workers struggling to make ends meet.
The Progress Center for Independent Living.
We support people with disabilities in suburban Cook County to help them maintain their independence.
The Target Area Development Corporation.
We just celebrated a summer without murders thanks to our violence prevention programs.
Make Chicago and its suburbs a better place to live. Support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298. Or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Okay, we're back. Welcome to back to our program. This is Bob Gilligan of the Catholic Conference. We're talking about some of the issues that are out there on the facing Catholics and non-Catholics alike with regard to the election. Alluding to the Catholic bishops in Illinois statement called Our Conscience and Our Vote, we're joined by Paul Caprio, Family PAC, talking about some of the issues. It is 9:51 a.m. in Chicago, and I think we have another phone caller on the line. It's Lorraine. Lorraine, welcome to our program.
Thank you. I just want to say that, you know, I was telling the person that since Obama is black and we black, most of the people I go to church with, they have a campaign to vote for him. But I don't think they understand what he's saying for really. Some of the things he got, what he's saying is good, but when you start talking about abortion and killing babies outside the womb and inside the womb, it's terrible, it's evil. So I don't understand, you know, I'll be my family. I'm trying to tell them, think about what he's doing. Jesus told Jeremiah, before you was born, whatever, I forgot how it went, I knew you before you was born in your mother's womb.
Yeah.
I said, what did that tell you?
Jeremiah's
tell
quote.
You. Yeah. They tell you that, you know. And, but they're just going by, you know, the war and the money situation and all this. You can't just go by that.
Yeah.
Life is much more important.
Right.
And they don't see it.
You know, Lorraine, I have to say, first of all, thanks for your call and your observation. The Catholic Conference has been doing a lot of work in the parishes on faithful citizenship and voting, and we get into this conversation often. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you how many people have said just what you're saying. Mm-hmm. There is a general, as we were talking about at the beginning of our program, a general feeling in the country that that mood of change and what have you, a belief in Senator Obama is going to change things for mm-hmm. a various number of reasons, or the perception of that. And I try to point out to people, okay, well, I understand that feeling and that sentiment, but how can we ignore this problem we have with Mr. Obama's position on this life issue?
Right.
And I haven't gotten a good answer yet.
So, I don't think you will.
No, I don't either. Yeah. And I think Paul alluded to earlier his position on support of the Freedom of Choice Act, FOCA, mm-hmm. which is problematic. And let's pray that if the country decides that Mr. Obama mm-hmm. should be the next president, that he will not follow through on his commitments to enact the Freedom of Choice Act, because I will tell you, I think that will pose significant problems for our ministries in healthcare
right.
and in social services. Mm-hmm. Paul, do you want to make a comment at all to Lorraine's observation?
Well, I'd simply like to say that on the issue of race, and Obama, of course, is a historic figure. It's the first time that an African American has been nominated mm-hmm. for this position. And frankly, I think that is an indication of how far the country has come
right.
in
mm-hmm.
racial relations. 30 years ago, this would have been undreamed of.
Right. Right.
But having said that, I think that we have to be very careful,
right.
both in the white community and also in the African-American mm-hmm. community, not to feel, well, this is it, black against white, because mm-hmm. if this is black against white, we're right back to where
right.
we were 50 years ago.
But
and
I think we are, because that's all they talk about. Well, he's black. Let's put
a
black president here.
Let's hope mm-hmm. that we're not, but also let's hope that many, and I want to direct this more to the liberal media than I would want to do to the African-American
mm-hmm.
community, the idea that whenever Obama is criticized about anything, this in some way might be racial,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's nothing short of disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
That's my view. I mean, I saw where Senator McCain, who has lived his views of racial reconciliation, I think, in his
sure.
own life,
sure.
beyond question, you know, is accused of injecting racism into the campaign. I mean, this is this is something that's very, I think, tragic
right.
in this campaign. So we all have to, the more we get to the point of understanding our own values, being led by our moral compass, by the moral compass as communicated by our church, all of us, black and white,
mm-hmm.
the better off we are. I mean, somebody made a comment to me, and I said, well, you know, I backed heavily, and our organizations have backed heavily, African-American candidates,
mm-hmm.
because we don't look at things based on the color of people's skin.
Right, right.
We look at it based on these issues, and we feel the more voters who look at things from that parameter, the better off this country is.
Lorraine, I just echo Paul's comments, and I would say, you know, as an African-American in your community, I applaud your willingness to stand up and just call attention to the issue, because quite frankly, if Mr. Obama wins, it's going to be individuals like you who have credibility in the African-American community who can make this point and saying, look, regardless of the skin color, really
mm-hmm.
what we need to look at here are some of the issues and positions of this candidate. And that is ultimately going to, I think, directly affect whether we're going to be successful or not in moving the transformation process forward. So best of luck to you and your efforts, and I would just compel you to keep bringing that issue up, because to the degree that you do will influence it will result in real change.
Okay, thank you.
Lorraine, thanks for your call.
Okay.
Paul, we got about 2 minutes or so. Any observations on closing in terms of the election cycle here, where we're going, coming up on?
Well, I think that we still have a lot of voters out there, at the presidential level at least, who have not made a final determination as to how they're going to vote. And I think the next 2 weeks will be very important. There's obviously a certain hesitancy about, I mean, who could believe that in a Democratic year with Wall Street collapsing for a month, mm-hmm. McCain would still be in the race? And I think that's more about questions regarding and surrounding Barack Obama than it really is the strength of the McCain campaign in this kind of a economic environment that we live in a, you know, a change environment. So I think that although we're 2 weeks out on this, the voters could be in for a surprise. But the important thing, I think, is that the voters listening to the program realize that as citizens, it's not just about learning for themselves about issues, but once their conscience leads them, it's about communicating that to others who may not have had the time to study statements by the Archdiocese or have read all the newspaper articles, or as one woman said, or as John mm-hmm. said, I think, who's pro-life, who isn't right. pro-life, who's representing the moral values mm-hmm. that we all believe in.
Right.
So the education, it's not just information that you receive in church. You have to be proactive.
Paul, I have to interrupt you. We have to sign off here. And I want to thank you for joining us. It's been a great phone conversation with you and the listeners out there. Thanks for joining us, everybody who listened. This is
Keep
Bob Gilligan.
Good work, Bob.
We will do so. Okay, we'll see you in the third week of November. Thanks, everybody.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.